and I got the stream back. Hopefully Scottlo doesn't come in and snake it the way he does.
I was quick enough. I don't think he can do
Yeah, so this is
it.
Alan Levine, and I'm with our UBC friend, Christina Hendricks. Say hello.
Oh, hello, sir. Hello.
And we do
I'm from
not have a
Vancouver.
script. And we are about to launch the first show, which is by the Merry Pranksters. And let me see if I can. I think I can just drag and drop them into the call here, right? Oh, shoot. Now I'm fumbling with Skype. Hang on a
I can't
second.
help you there.
Yeah. I know there's a way to add someone to. Guess who should have practiced this? Let's see.
Hey,
Add to callers.
it's DS106
Add
Radio,
people. Here we
futzing.
go. Futzing it is. So, Kevin. I thought you used to be able to just hang and drop it. So I'm going to add him.
I see that happening. Cool.
Hello? Can you hear me, Kevin?
Hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
You're with
Hi,
us on the
Christina.
radio.
What's that?
You're with us live on DS106 Radio.
Awesome. I was just listening to it. I was like, do I pause it and wait for the call or what? So, I
Yeah.
paused
Good. Because you'll hear everything that I broadcast through Skype.
Okay, yeah.
And
That sounds
so
good.
we're gonna play your show in the entirety. I have it all queued up, but just in the beginning, we just like to have a little bit of like pre-show talk where you could tell us like how you guys came together or maybe came to decide the topic that you're going to do. I mean, you have this prankster theme. What's that about?
Well, we actually didn't Skype or Google Hangout at all. We did everything through Google Docs and Dropbox, which is a really interesting process. So it began when I jumped onto the DS106 Google kind of planner, and I just threw down the name of the Merry Hacksters, partly because I come through the summer Teach the Web. With Mozilla, and then I helped facilitate the Making Learning Connected project too. And we talked a lot about hacking and thinking about it in terms of literacy and teaching. So I thought, oh, it'd be kind of cool to pull together a radio show that looks at different elements of that. And I thought, nobody else is going to sign on for this. But they did. It was amazing. And so then we kind of went from there, and it was really a fascinating project. And I guess we can talk more at the end of it too about how it kind of came together. And it was great working with the other people that were in the group.
Sure. Now you had Lara, and where's Lara from?
Lara is from I don't know.
Okay,
I'm
she's
sorry. She
that's
knows where
okay.
we're all from because she sent out an email. I Googled all of you, and now I know where you're all from. And
That's
of
okay.
course, I can't remember what she said. She's
Yeah,
from the world, Raccoon
she's from the
City.
world. Yeah, and I know Stephanie's in Germany, and Sally
Yes.
is. I should have looked this up beforehand, but what I like is I've seen some of Sally's work in the DS106 flow. I haven't seen all of Lara's stuff, and there's so many moving parts now to DS106. No one sane person can see it all. And that's a good thing. But the fact that you guys came together and did this group is a great thing.
I think
Yeah,
it's
I
really
think.
interesting how, oh, sorry. I think
No, go
it's
ahead.
really interesting how we just, some people put up some ideas on a Google Doc and said, "Hey, this is what I think I'd like to do a radio show." And other people just signed up and it kind of just worked out, where everybody had enough people, I think. It wasn't like somebody suggested an idea and nothing happened, right? I thought that's just really interesting.
Yeah, I think that's that. When I went into the kind of headless right course, I mean that right there, I think is the heart of it, which is that there was a space that opened up where people could jump in and then see what happens from there, and I think that's magical in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Now, what is your coming to DS106 story, Kevin? How'd you find us?
I found DS106 through Karen Fassenpower.
Yep.
And she shared, because she and I were part of the Making Learning Connected project over the summer, and she shared any number of times the Daily Create with us. And that kind of hooked me in. And we also modeled, we have a whole make bank, modeled on some of the work done with DS106, kind of about people submitting their own ideas for others to use. So, but I wasn't really sure what it was. but
do you know,
I like
do you
the
know
Daily
now?
Creates. No, I don't know now. But that's the great part of it, is I think, you know, you kind of figure it out as you go and try lots of different things. So,
yeah, and I'm getting to go to MozFest in London next weekend.
Wow.
And,
nice.
I'll be doing a session trying to get people to do and create new assignments and daily creates.
Great.
Perfect. Yeah.
Well, you'll hear on the show that we got some audio from Laura Hillinger from Mozilla and Chris Lawrence as well. So they're featured in the program.
Is Chris also from Mozilla? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Chris Lawrence is Mozilla and the Hive group out of New York City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's excellent.
So anything else you want to like allude to in the show, or do you just want to let it go?
Well, I guess the thing I'll say is that it seemed like as we were working that we had, even though we didn't never met and only communicated mostly through Twitter and the Google Doc, is, you know, I think we all saw this idea of trying to think about this image of hacking and try to find the positive part of it and what that looked like. And I come at it as a sixth grade teacher and trying to think about ways to get my students to think about hacking in a positive way and kind of making change in the world. And I think that's kind of where we all ended up kind of pulling things together in a nice, you know, thematic way.
All right. So you ready to let it roll? And the first show goes out live on the radio?
Sure.
I meant to get like some really good like cinematic red carpet music, but I
that would be great.
I was thinking of the old Warner Brothers Michigan Rag. I don't know why. Frog. That's like my favorite all-time cartoon, but that's not the reason we're doing this. So right now, DS106 Radio, we're going to hear Hack the World. It's a 22-minute show by the Mary Hacksters. So sit back and enjoy.